What do 8 bags of concrete mix, a cooler full of 30-pound sea bass, and a 10-inch compound miter saw have in common? They're all things that are easier to load in and out of the bed of the new F-150, thanks to its new available Pro-Access tailgate that's also a swing gate. The new 2024 Ford F-150, tough this smart, can only be called F-150.
Available starting early 2024. Pro-Access tailgate available starting spring 2024. Cargo and load capacity limited by weight and weight distribution.
Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Go on, do one.
I'm so bad at accents, Rich. What accent do you want me to do? Give me one and let's see if I can do it. I'm
pretty gonna British accent.
My British.
Because we have a British story this week.
Would you like a spot of tea?
It's terrible.
Okay.
It's fucking awful. No, not at all.
Make sure you use your stabilizers when you're on your tricycle.
No. Okay. Try it. Go more Scottish.
Scottish? I don't even. That's like in between British and like Irish.
Oh, I would love for you to please try.
Well, I don't know which want.
Nope.
please have another.
Russian accent, please.
No. I always think of like a brutally person who speaks like this when I think of Russian, but I don't want to offend anybody. Don't give me
that,
more.
There's nothing Russian about
do
what you
Do know
you
that
just
we had
I don't even know. I don't even know what you just
do,
did.
You do a f***ing Russian accent.
Russian accent is like this, Nicole. Why Ooh. Do you
Okay.
Why do you act so dumb when you know what a Russian accent is
so
like.
Why don't you tell everybody this week, or not this week, every week, these podcasts,
not for kids,
about
See,
kids,
there
not
you
for
go.
Kids.
There you go.
I just had to follow your lead.
Exactly. Hey, not for kids, about kids.
You've been warned.
What's your name?
Ow!
Who am I?
I see you.
I see you.
I see your face. I like your face.
Do you see any mice in my in the screen?
By the way, I feel bad for you.
You do feel bad for me.
You probably pay a fucking arm and a leg for that New York City swanky apartment, and you got a fucking mice.
You got a mice. If I told you what I paid, which I'm not going to say on this podcast, you'd be like, this is a travesty. Yeah, I mean, it's a joke now. It's really funny. Everybody thinks it's funny. If you don't know what we're talking about, this is what we're talking about.
It's a good thing.
Ah!
Oh, my
mouse!
God.
There's a mouse.
There's a mouse.
Uh-oh.
There's a mouse
oh
again.
God!
Welcome to the show, ladies and
it's
gentlemen.
It's okay. It's not going to hurt you, Nicole.
It's not going to hurt you, Nicole.
It's not going to hurt you. It's not
going to
hurt you.
Matt! Oh, no. He's over there.
It's terrible.
It's
by
so
the way,
bad.
You know what the travesty is? By the way, is Travis T Stanley's cousin? It's me, Travis T.
What's a travesty?
A travesty is that I can only feel like someone like you probably calls building management. They're like, this
oh,
is
no.
unacceptable.
Oh, wait. So you don't even know. Okay, anyway. So like we've had some mice like over the years. It happens. We live in New York City. But like since the pandemic, I've been caught screaming like that live on the air multiple times. And Matt wrote to management. This is the title of his email. You ready?
Yeah.
Mice, period. Again, period. And again, period. I was actually very proud of him because normally that's my job. So, yeah, we've been on. And like I told them I wanted like money off the rent. They were like, you know, what did they call it? They said like a rent credit does not fix the problem. I'm like, oh, really? Well, are you the one living here paying this much money with mice? Because it would help me feel better about the problem.
A rent credit would maybe make me feel a little better about. Oh, by the way, are they blind or no?
The mice. The way they run.
They seem how they run. Yeah.
They seem as they don't know where they're going. They're leaping into walls and oh god, I can't even talk about it because I have to do this podcast with you right now in this room. So stop. All right. So while I have what are they called? I almost said venom. Vermin running around my New York City apartment.
Venom.
Venom. You're prancing. I picture you prancing and skipping about your garden. In your backyard.
By the way, you know my garden. It's a Macho Man Randy Savage garden. Oh yeah.
Oh my god. Was that a wrestling?
Yes,
a wrestling,
it is.
Thing I was.
Come on,
supposed to understand?
You know who Macho Man is.
I know
is.
Who he is. I don't know nothing. What about his garden? What do I know about his garden?
It's just a dumb joke, Nicole. It's not a regular garden. Okay. It's a Macho Man Randy Savage garden.
Oh, so it's more masculine of a garden. Okay, got it.
So no, I'm totally living the dad life and the I guess suburban. Husband life to the fullest right now. We moved into our new place. And by the way, this is the last show I'm going to be doing, laying in my daughter's bed, and I'll tell you why.
And holding your microphone like
her
a weirdo.
Her stuffed animals are the best soundproofing. Like her big teddy bear and unicorns, these things are better than soundproofing. No joke. I do all my recordings in here because of the obnoxious amount of stuffed animals she has.
So you kick Emmy out so we can talk about kids and sex and relationships?
Right on. Yeah.
Nice.
Sounds about right.
Okay.
But no, I am. I might as well get a pair of white New Balance sneakers.
Oh, man. You're by
the way, I got casted. I'm doing a commercial tomorrow.
You are? Congratulations.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know what it's for.
Is it for New
Balance? But they're like, no, you're going to be playing the role of dad. And I'm like, you know what I should do? I'm like, I'm no longer like young guy when I do any work. So I'm like, I'm going to really lean in hard to this. What if I become like the dad in every cheesy commercial? I'll make some money.
I mean, Sarah does like photography. Why don't you have her take pictures while you're in your Macho Man gardening? I mean, and send them and add that to your portfolio. So when you go out on the casting calls, I think that's what you should do.
I'm telling you, I'm the number one dad right now. Cause here's what I do. Here's how I spend my afternoons. When I'm off the phone, off the call with you, off our podcast, you know what I'm going to go do?
What's that?
I'm gonna go check on my flowers.
Okay.
Make sure they're watered properly.
Okay.
Then I'm gonna go skim the pool for some flower petals and bugs that may have dropped in. Right. And then I just stand there with my hands on my hips, like
looking
sort of
at your
taking
work
in the property. Like, all right, is everything good? All right, everything good? Maybe spray down the driveway if there's if it needs it.
Domesticated Richard. I'm into it. I mean, why not? Lean into it. This is what happens. This is the life cycle, okay? You're done chasing bitches, all right? You got your wife, you got the kids, you got the house, you got the white picket fence. Come on.
I told my wife, I was like, Sarah, is it weird that if you, like, nice curb appeal excites me more than ass cheeks now.
Oh, honey. Oh, wow. My, how the mighty have fallen. Wait, quickly, can we
Sarah, get in. Sarah's like, what are you talking about? I'm telling you that I rather look at homeandgardens.com than Pornhub these days.
I mean, Sarah, that should make you happy.
That's a change.
It is a change for me.
A massive change, and I've known you for many years.
By the way, while I'm doing the podcast, can you see if the mini roses need a watering?
Oh, my God. Okay.
And the lantana? The lantana's... Not all right. All right.
Okay. Wow. I've fully lost you. Okay. Listen to me. Can we just discuss the last episode? We got a text message from our producer Kelsey because when I talked about was that last episode? Yeah.
Yeah.
Go dog go. Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
I was telling you how my kids were watching this British show, Go Dog Go. So Kelsey called me and she's like, I cannot find this show. Is not British. It's an American show it's not British. So I'm trying to figure out, she's like, I think that your Netflix thinks that your kids are British because Parker, like every day is like, I got a new British show. So we start to look through the settings and our thing is set to UK. So you can turn anything to like a British accent in French and Spanish. I've had my Netflix set for the kids to British, to UK accents.
This is so weird. I'm getting the Ricky Gervais version of The Office and The Crown is still trending.
The whole thing was just crazy. So yeah, so if you were looking for Go Dog Go and you were looking for a British show that we were watching, that you're not gonna find it. It's not British. It's not
British.
Why are
all the top 10 old Hugh Grant movies? What is going on here?
Oh my gosh. I know. So anyways, I was dying because I was like, I don't understand. I thought I was going crazy. I'm like looking through my Netflix, I'm like, what's going on? Anyways, talk to me about these balls. We have more balls to talk about, apparently, Rich. Balls that you hate, not balls that you love.
Oh, let me tell you. Every week we go over what we hate. And by the way, thanks for listening. Thanks for being part of the old have kids, they said. It'll be fun, they said, family. I'm loving the feedback. I love more than anything the messages on Facebook and social media. People are fucking funny, and we're all going through the same shit, aren't we?
Yeah, man. I mean, hard. Harder than hard. I mean, I feel like the next few episodes, or maybe for eternity, we're going to be talking about the home renovations and what's new and what room. And I mean, and the skimming of the pool and whether kids' toys can be in the playroom or not. I just feel like every week we're going to have a new, you're turning into HGTV, man.
Well, let me tell you, you talked about your son's dick for 4 episodes in a row.
That's fair.
So I'm sorry if I'm talking about life at home for a few episodes in a row.
Fair game.
So I want to just know, where is the line? Like, you know that line, like, all right, we've talked about it before with you and Matt. Let's play a little game. Can we play a game?
Oh, God, you and your fucking games. They're not even really games, but sure, let's play a game.
Let's play a game called Where's the Line?
Where's the Line?
You're out at a bar with Matt, or Matt's out without you, better yet. It's
pretty norm.
Where's the line of him talking and flirting with a girl where you're normal and okay with it versus, like, okay.
There's no line. I quit a long time ago. I got no line. He hasn't had his wedding ring on for 18 years. He lost it in the house during the pandemic. He's the most flirtatious human being that has ever lived, and I just let it be. I mean, maybe when he, if I'm not there. Yeah, I mean, I would not like you to be like her on your lap. How about there's the line?
Okay.
Like, I don't care if you're touchy-feely a little bit, but on his lap, I think that that's like a little
bit. On his lap, no go. You're pretty lenient. I love this.
Very lenient.
What about she goes to another bar with her girlfriends, and Matt and his buddy, like, follow them to another bar?
Not happening. No.
Okay, all right, so that...
No.
Okay, so now it's no longer coincidentally you're where I am. Now you're together.
Yeah, now you're together. You're two
exchanging
groups.
Numbers.
I mean, listen, Matt has
following each other on social media.
That's fine.
Okay.
I think that's fine. Until
I'm just
I
testing
it.
Your line. Okay, these are all good lines. I'm going to ask you the line of something way less fun and more lame.
Okay.
Not what's the line with your sex life with your husband. I want to know what your line is on what toys and what shit could be in the common areas of your house, apartment, or condo.
I've talked about this before.
I get it. I'm a dad. I got 2 kids. I understand there's going to be toys. I'm not naive. I'm not a fool. I got to accept my OCD is out the window. But am I fair in saying a fucking ball pit, like my living room is Chuck E. Cheese or the McDonald's play area, is a bit much?
I think it's fair. I mean, I'm usually with Sarah, but like that is crazy. I told you last week I don't want toys. Now that you have a freaking house, there's places for those toys. There's places for that ball pit. If there was a Chuck E. Cheese style ball pit in my living room right now, I mean, heads would be flying.
I said to Sarah yesterday, I go, do you think this is normal? Ben's throwing the balls all over. They're rolling into the kitchen, rolling into the living room, rolling everywhere. I'm like, are you trying to give daddy a stroke? Because it's what's happening, I think.
So you hate these balls. You're not a fan of these balls. This is not, you're not down.
We're not naming this episode Balls Bars Part 2, if that's what you're trying to get at.
I mean, honestly, though, like it can't be that big. I know you're calling it a Chuck E. Cheese style ball pit, but like it's big enough that it's like an eyesore and that you don't want it there.
It's a blow up pool.
Oh, God.
With a blow up slide that goes into the ball pit.
No, I hate it and I haven't even seen it. No, Sarah. Sarah, come on. I love you. What are you doing? Oh, gosh. I mean, listen, maybe for like the first day, keep it down there so you can like watch them. And then you throw it into one of their fucking rooms or like into the basement or or wherever their playroom's going to be. Not in the middle of the living room because that would give me a stroke. Okay.
OCD part 2.
Okay.
Are you okay with this? Out by the pool, there's fucking blow up floats and kids swimmies like hanging on the fence,
fine.
Everything. Like, I just feel like it's a fucking eyesore.
No, it's fine. You have kids. That one you got to let go of. No, a pool is probably more for the kids than it is for you. So zip it, okay? You can hate the balls in your living room. You cannot hate the floaties out in your pool. That is unacceptable. You're not allowed to hate those. Sorry, not allowing it.
Okay.
You have more?
Let me take a deep breath. I just need a deep breath.
Okay. I didn't know. Okay, you know what I hate this week? That my daughter Parker's a dirty, filthy, stinking liar. I mean, like, I think I've talked to you about the pathological lying that I'm starting to know, but like, she's a full-on dirty, filthy liar. Like, I have never in my life seen such pathologicalness, yeah, I'm making up that word, in a seven-year-old than what happened this weekend. We're with a bunch of friends. I'm going to tell you a few stories during this episode about those friends. This weekend down in Maryland, where, you know, we're swimming with a bunch of friends. And
oh, is that where you go to, like, your friend, like, your Matt's, like, super close friends, and they have, like, a name for it?
Yeah, it's called Glick Fest. It's all of his college friends. Then the house we go to, they're the Glicks. And they always have everybody over because they have this beautiful house and this beautiful pool. And we all go, and all the kids play, and the parents drink, and it's lovely. So Parker
pretty arrogant to call your party at, like, Glick Fest.
We named it. They didn't name it. We named it. We named it that. The guests named it because they've always been.
I remember our mutual friend Kavino, who I do my podcast with. One year he had a birthday party. This is like a decade ago. He was like probably 30-ish or so.
Okay. So
he's he had his birthday party and he called it the jump off. And I was like, nope, it's your birthday party. Like he put out like an invitation and it was like the jump off.
Also, it's super nerdy. It just sounds nerdy. Okay.
Well, back then it wasn't.
Yeah. So we're there and it's like the morning and she's have been upstairs playing with a bunch of the kids and she comes down to the basement. That's where we were staying. And she comes down and she has her eyelids are covered in eyeshadow, like covered in like a copper goldy, just like at the whole lid. Like there is no mistake. I know what my daughter looks like and they're covered. I was like, oh, what were you guys doing? Were you like playing with like makeup or something upstairs? You have like makeup on. She goes, no, I don't. We were playing with like a makeup app on the phone. I was like, well, if you were playing with an app, it wouldn't magically go to your actual eyelids. And she was like, no,
making TikTok. She's making TikTok video. She's like, go bad bitch, go bad bitch, go.
Oh my God. Speaking of, I did with one of the girls, I did a TikTok this weekend and she told me I had good butt flow. I didn't, but like, that's besides the point.
Good butt flow.
So I'm looking at her and like, she's looking me right in the eye and she's like, no, I don't have any makeup on. I'm like, oh, this is just the way your face looks? Just covered in like glittery gold, coppery tones now? I mean, it couldn't have been darker and uglier. And it's like, it was blatantly recently applied. She goes, mommy, I swear, I know I'm not supposed to wear makeup. I would never wear makeup. And I'm like, that's okay. I'm not mad, but you're wearing makeup. Why are you lying to me? I'm not lying. And I'm like, I don't like liars. Actually, I hate liars.
So Parker, this is like that one time daddy came home.
Yeah.
And he had lipstick on his penis.
That never happened, but that would be amazing. Yeah, I swear, I like to apply lipstick on my penis before I go out. It just gives me that edge.
I needed moisturizer, and there was none. So
I just went and got some lipstick out of your bag. I'm looking at her, and we're going for a while. Then Matt comes down. He's like, what's going on? I'm like, can you look at your daughter? She's wearing, and again, I'm not mad. I don't care. But I don't like that you're lying. I hate that you're lying. And she's like, mommy, she starts crying. I'm not lying. It was the app. We played with it, a makeup app. And I'm like, oh. And she keeps, I like let it go. Because I was like, I can't believe I'm having this fight right now. But like fully, the lie's going all day that she never wore the makeup. So then I ask one of the girls when they're in the middle of swimming, earlier, did you guys like, were you playing, pretending you were playing with makeup? She goes, yeah, we were playing with like this eyeshadow and stuff. And Parker looked at me like, oh, I'm caught. And I was like, you liar. You fucking liar. I did not say you fucking liar. But like, I'm looking at her and I hate this. Like, she's becoming, I don't even know what to do. Like, she's becoming a pathological liar. Like, she's looking in my eyes and feels nothing, no guilt. She's a sociopath. That's what she is.
The color of the pen is blue.
The color of the pen that I hold in my hand.
The color of this pen is red. The color of the pen that I hold in my hand is royal blue.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's because you have nice jubs.
Oh,
I mean,
my God.
I want to suck them. You sit her down and make her watch Liar Liar with Jim Carrey.
Yeah, that's not a bad one. Actually, that's a really good idea. Because I hate liars. So I hate that she's becoming a pathological liar. There was so much makeup on her. I have no words. And, you know, that's what I hate this week. I mean, she got it. She understood, but I don't think she's done lying to me.
I wonder, and I would love to read the feedback when we get it. Have kids, they said, our Facebook group or at Mashup Nicole, at Rich Davis on Instagram, Twitter, and all that. I wonder how you deal when you start catching your kid lying. Because I see my daughter do it in little doses, but she's not smart enough yet. She's not your daughter's age where I could catch her and be like, Emmy, that's not true. And she's like, all right, it's not.
Like
your daughter's sticking to the lie.
Yeah, like hard. That was what scared me, that she was like looking right at me and keeping it going and so confident in the lie. Like, I've lied before, but like that was crazy.
Like,
so
I'm talking little dumb things like, Emmy, did you brush your teeth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you didn't.
Emmy, no, you didn't.
I
didn't.
Smell your breath.
Yeah, let me smell your breath. I didn't. Yeah. That's a little kid lie.
Yeah.
Emmy, did you eat your chicken nuggets? I did. Emmy, you did not eat your chicken nuggets. Your nuggies.
Yeah,
your daughter is straight up like, your daughter is a, like, she's pathological.
I know. And I
sticking
hate
to it.
It. So I don't know, but maybe she's getting it from her sociopath father.
Who were you with? I was with my buddies.
Yeah.
Yeah? Were there any women there? No, just with my buddies.
I swear.
Yeah, she got it from her dad. Genetics. Yeah.
Great, great. Thanks, Rich.
Whatever job you need to do out there, grab the right tool to get it done. The new F-150 with an available hybrid engine and up to 7.2 kilowatts of pro power on board to power things on the go. It's not a tool you'll hang in a tool shed, but you can certainly use it to build one. The new 2024 Ford F-150. Tough this smart can only be called F-150.
Available starting early 2024. Optional features, see owner's manual for important operating instructions.
Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Nicole, any other epic stories from Glickfest?
Well, not ones that I'm going to share here, but like the real naughty ones, but ones about the kids for sure.
Those are at Lickfest.
Okay, so there was something crazy that happened, and I need your opinion on this. They had these guinea pigs. Our friend Brianna, she had gotten them as a birthday gift, these two guinea pigs. Now, the parents weren't huge fans of the guinea pigs. Well, because they smell, her whole room started to smell. She was kind of over them a few days after she got them. They were given to her and told that they were both male, although one seemed to be getting very fat and looked like it was about to give birth to mini guinea pigs, which to me are just like the vermin running around my playroom right now. They were like, we're giving the guinea pigs away. Like, you're done. You don't even like them. They're gross. They're not what we thought. We're going to find a nice home for them. So she goes to soccer practice one of the days that we're there, and Jill, the mom, finds a nice like couple that wants these guinea pigs to play with their bunnies, and she gives them away while Brooke is gone.
What do? You go on OfferUp? Who wants guinea pigs?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm looking here on
I think it was
Craigslist. Let me want some free guinea pigs.
It was something like that. Maybe not a Craigslist, but it was something like that. And she was able to find somebody. And she wasn't going to like give them back to the pet store. Like, she wanted to find a family that would like them. So I just felt like, are you doing this without her here? This is a bad idea. But like, did you ever have a fish as a kid and like it died and then your parents
can you make bacon out of guinea pigs?
Oh, God, you're disgusting. No, guinea pig bacon, turkey bacon, guinea pig bacon, no.
No, okay, you make regular bacon with pigs. Guinea pigs
think they're in the same family just because they both have a pig in them. No, I don't think they are. But I don't know. I just feel like, do you think that she did the right thing? Like, she would have kicked and screamed and maybe forced her to keep the guinea pigs if she didn't?
I'm sorry. I'm distracted because I'm thinking about how when next time I go to the supermarket, I'm going to tell Emmy that peppered bacon comes from Peppa Pig.
That's what
happened when Peppa didn't listen to her parents.
I mean, I don't hate it. I don't hate it. I don't know.
I think as far as replacing things, Nicole, this is a good one because it's like, do you want to teach your kids lessons that you don't necessarily feel like you want to? Like goldfish, right? A goldfish is a great example.
Yeah.
I had a friend... This is the greatest. I had a friend that had a goldfish. He's like, yeah, I have a goldfish that lived like 12 years. I'm like, No, are you sure? Or nope. Maybe, just maybe, your parents kept replacing it when it died.
Right.
And they looked at me like, oh my God, I broke the glass. Like, they really thought they had a 12-year-old goldfish.
Oh my gosh, and you were the one to break it to them? Yeah, yes. That's replacing, but what about just like giving away? Like, I don't know. Like, it was the giving away that I think really killed her.
Listen, when you can't house an animal anymore, listen, as Billy Madison once said, when you have a pet, you have a responsibility. You go out there and you find that fucking dog. when you have a pet, if you take on the responsibility, now it's on you. So if you can't do it, you don't just dump it off somewhere. You either man up or woman up and take it.
Right.
Or you have to find a good home for that animal. That's the reality. Now, I think there's two conversations here. One, replacing animals, and one, just like giving them away. I think there's a lot of replacing you could do. Lizards, turtles, hamsters, guinea pigs. These are things where, like, if your kid's 4 and you don't feel like having the death conversation, you could be like, yeah, I'm going to PetSmart. I'll be right back.
Yeah, well, like, when I snapped the neck of the mouse that was in here, Keegan came in and was like, now where is he? I was like, he went to heaven. He was like, with Pop-Pop? And I was like, oh, God, this is horrible. Like, yeah, if you don't have to have the death conversation, don't do it. But, like, yes, I was like, yes, he's in heaven with Pop-Pop, that dirty, disgusting mouse.
The mouse is now bothering your grandfather.
Yeah.
Man, let me think about this. Oh, fun fact, by the way, you know what you could replace?
What's that?
Flowers, since I'm now a gardener.
Yeah.
No, if flowers die, do you realize you could bring them back to Home Depot?
Dead, and then ask for fresh ones?
Yo, dude, I felt like such a fucking loser.
You are a loser. Did you do this?
But this is right out of your playbook because you don't like wasting money. I know this.
Yes.
I got a box, and I put like 8 dead flowers in it. I go to Home Depot with a box of dead flowers, and I'm like, these died. They give you your money back.
Your money back? Okay, wait. But so they don't replace them. They just give you your money back.
But you could replace them. Like, you get a store credit.
Why? So, they feel like it's their fault? Maybe you didn't care for it properly. Maybe you didn't do the watering you're supposed to be doing. Okay.
I feel the same way. That would be like going back to the pet store and being like, yeah, you know, we forgot to feed our pet lizard, so it died.
Here.
We get a new one.
Home
Depot replaces plants. Same with Lowe's, just for the record, giving people some info here, Nicole.
Nice.
What a loser.
You are such a loser. But wait, does like Emmy and maybe even, I just almost called him John. Ben, Emmy and John. Do Emmy and Ben both have something like specific, like one thing that they sleep with, that they sleep with every night?
So Emmy, when she was little, she had Ellie the elephant, which was a little stuffed animal attached to the pacifier.
Got it. I know those.
We preemptively bought like 3 of them knowing we would lose them, which is a great new parent tip. Like if you're in the market to become a parent.
Yes.
If you are pregnant or if you have a newborn, if they like something, do yourself a favor, go get 2 more of them, because nothing is worse than when you can't find their such and such.
Where's Leopard? Where's my Leopard lovey? I want Leopard. I'm like, I don't know. We'll find him tomorrow on Amazon, quickly ordering one. Like, yeah, man, it's not. But then some kids will know the difference. Like, it doesn't smell the same. It doesn't have that gross, dirty stain on it from when they dropped it on something. You know what I mean? Like, some kids don't buy it.
You could replace anyone. You could actually even replace grandma or grandpa. Just hire an old person to be like, hi. I'd be like, didn't they replace like the mom on Fresh Prince? And like, you know,
they did. That's a whole nother thing. Don't
I mean, do it in real life. If they're young
Aunt
enough,
Viv.
Like,
what happened to Aunt Viv, man? I mean, that's so messed up. Anyways, listen, the guinea pig, there's so many things, but yes, with an animal, I feel like the giving away, you have the talk. I it's not that bad that she did it without her. She probably wouldn't have ended up giving the guinea pigs away if she had still been at home, if Brooke had still been at home. But I do feel like when they're young, if there's something that can be replaced, if you can make that thing last for 12 years, why not? Bring their childhood the most happiness and butterflies and rainbows that you can, right?
Agreed. No need. If you could avoid death talks.
Yeah.
Do it at all costs. Honestly, yeah. Replace the guinea pig, replace the, you know what? I say, if you have a generic enough looking dog, replace the dog.
No. That's where the line is. We do not replace dogs. You do not do that. Cats and dogs do not count in the conversation.
This is fun. Didn't they try to replace Jinx the cat in Meet the Parents?
Yes. What's his name? Falker did.
Yeah, Gaylord Falker.
It didn't work out well for him, right? It didn't work out well for him. So you know what? Hopefully you learned from Gaylord Falker that is not acceptable. Cats, dogs are not fair game.
I think we learned nothing in the last 10 minutes.
All right, anyways, let's move on because obviously we've both lost our minds. We're talking about replacing dead animals. Okay, so we have a new segment that I'm kind of into. It's going to be called Kid Gloves or Man Hands. Are you ready for this? You like it, Kid Gloves or Man Hands.
I can't deal with man hands. You know what? Daintier the hands, the better. It makes your penis look bigger.
Wait a minute. You have man hands.
What are you talking about? Oh, I thought... When you said, all I thought about was man hands was like, I dated a girl once with monstrous hands. And I'm like, first of all, it's weird holding her hands. Second of all, like that, like I said, there's advantages to little hands. Makes your penis look bigger and it makes an engagement ring look fatter.
Ooh, look at you. You've really studied the body.
If you got a girl with WNBA hands, guess what? Fucking 2 carats looks like a pebble.
Yeah, it's true. I never even thought about that. Sarah has very dainty hands, right? And dainty fingers.
She has long, skinny fingers.
Okay, so do I. I was told, I'm showing Rich in my Zoom, I was told I should have played the piano. I have long piano fingers, but I never did.
Oh, you're a penist, all right.
Oh, I am a penist. Okay, so I've obviously been fighting with both of my kids.
By the way, that should be someone that's a master of the penis.
A penist.
You're a penist. Yeah. Fuck the piano.
I got in an epic battle with Keegan. I mean, it just feels like it's getting worse and worse. I mean, I've told you before. I've told you in other episodes. Our relationship is like hit or miss. It's love, hate. I adore him, but like he can be Satan and he is tough and he gets along better with Matt, right? Because I'm sort of the disciplinarian, which is one of my issues in this story. I get in a fight with him when we're at Glickfest. And we're out by the pool, and he's just misbehaving. No matter what I say, he's like, no. And then I said, please don't, like, throw that ball near that baby. He tries to drown the baby. Then he's like, no matter what he does, like, he didn't really try to drown the baby. But, like, you know what I mean? Like, this was too rough with him. Then, like, no matter what I did or said, he was, like, talking back. He's, like, spit. He was just being, like, a fucking dumpster fire, okay, of a child.
By the way, are there T-shirts and koozies and such for Glickfest? Do you have, like, commemorative?
Wait a second.
Oh, there is? Oh my God, I was joking.
No.
There's actually a swag bag?
Oh, no, there's no swag bag. You hear my bell that's ringing as I look. Glickfest. I'm showing him good times and tan lines. Hashtag Glickfest.
Oh
no
my
joke.
God.
I will post it on my Insta story at Mashup Nicole once.
You ain't kidding. Okay.
Out. Yeah, man. We got a bunch, every color, every size. All right, so he's just being a nightmare, right? And like, it's embarrassing because I feel like I don't have control over him. And Matt's inside watching, I don't know, there was like a fight, the soccer. There was so much going on last weekend. So I'm now losing it. And I was like, if you do this one more time, you're going to go inside. It was like one of those. And I did not use kid hands anymore. It was not like, okay, mommy's mad. I grabbed him and was like, that is enough. Like I lost it. And I brought him in. And what does Matt do? Come lay with daddy. Come lay with daddy. Come
can't here. Do that.
No, first of all, you can't do that, right? So that's a whole nother thing because you got to be on the same page. You have to be partners. But then Matt tried to be on my page after I said that. He brought him back out. He was like, you have 5 more minutes. You can't act like this. And then it all went the whole thing again. And like bad. He was like the good son. That's how he was being. He was like the good son.
Macaulay Culkin, the evil child?
No, he was going to like light the place on fire. He was on one that day. So I bring him back in and I am mad. I had to go out and like chill. Like I was breathing hard. My heart was palpitating. So then Matt comes out and everybody's out and hanging out and he's like trying to talk to me, Keegan. And I'm like holding on to my anger like I'm in a fight with Matt. So like Keegan's like, mommy, like, can I have this? I'm like, I don't know. Can you? Like every time he looked at me, he was like, I was manhandling him. He was like, can we, I don't know who he's looking at. Where's Blake? And I was like, I don't know. She's in the forest. Why don't you go take a walk and just keep walking, I was like, living.
Man hands.
And I just.
Not kid gloves. If we're going to play the game, kid gloves or man hands?
Yeah.
You are man hands.
Mommy, can you come in and play with me? Why would I want to play with you? You're nasty to me. You're not nice to me. So I'm not coming in and play with you. Find someone else to play with. Man hands. I was so mad, and he would look at me and kind of like catch my eye, and I would just like mean grill him. Like I was pissed, and it was like that for hours, and I couldn't contain myself. I felt like I was fighting with Matt. That's the only way I can describe it.
Kid gloves, Nicole. I'll tell you why.
No.
Because kids are kids. It's like I have a friend who is dating someone that doesn't have patience for his kid.
Right.
And I'm like, yeah, but you can't hold a little kid to the same standard as an adult. Like, when you and your husband fight, he's a grown man that's dumb. So you could stay mad at him if you want to, because...
And I do.
Yeah.
Quite often.
Your kid's a dumb kid. You can't stay mad. Kids gloves.
No. I don't even know. I almost need him to come here. One second. Matt! Okay, I got him. We're talking about the epic fight I got in with Keegan this weekend.
He's a kid.
I was fighting with him like I was fighting with you. I mean, I was straight up fighting with him like I was fighting with you, because I've quit.
He's a fucking 5-year-old. You can't treat him by the way your husband is.
Yeah, well, he's a much bigger asshole than I am.
I don't know.
But
could be tied.
She literally gets in arguments with him like he's 44. Do you think that's a proper thing to do when you're by a swimming pool?
I don't know.
She fights with my kid like nothing I've ever seen in my life. It's like Conor McGregor.
Ah, me ankle. Ah, me your wife's in me DMs. Ah, fuck. Yeah. Fuck.
What the hell's DMing your little fuck stick, you?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, anyway. She is a total and complete basket case when it comes to my son. They fight like their boyfriend and girlfriend in high school. Like, I'm not talking to you right now. Dad. And then she goes, Matt, you handle this. And I'm like inside doing nothing, obviously.
And what do you do? Yeah. Oh, come snuggle.
And I snuggle him until he falls asleep, like any loving dad should when the mom's
raging. You know why, Matt? Because he's a fucking child.
He is a 4-year-old boy, not a 40-year-old man or woman. You got to get through your head, honey. We got to talk about this in counseling.
Counseling. We've never called our therapy counseling before in my life. But anyways.
Oh, yeah. Therapy.
So I'm manhandle and he does not. I mean, he does sometimes, but I was bad.
Way to go, manhands. All right. Kid gloves or manhands? I'm going to throw these out at you.
Okay.
And we'll decide, do we treat a kid like an adult or do we have to put on the kid's gloves? So manhands or kid gloves? You ready?
Yes.
How about this one? Mommy, daddy, I'm not tired. I don't want to go to bed.
I usually will do kid gloves until like the third or fourth time. If it becomes a thing that keep coming out, then the man hands come out. So try to do like, okay, all right, well, try to go back in. I'll lay with you for a minute, but I'm not laying here till you fall asleep. And then once they keep coming out, then the man comes. I don't care if you're not fucking tired. Go lay down and stare at the ceiling like I had to when I was a kid until you get tired and fall asleep, because it's way past your bedtime.
I sort of feel you a little bit, but my wife is kids gloves on this. She's like, lay with her and comfort her until she falls asleep.
And I will. I'm not a total bitch. I feel like I sound like a horrible mom. I lay with Keegan almost every single night. You have to somehow, there's got to be some guidelines. There's got to be some structure here. Like, you need to learn to self-soothe. I'm here. I'll lay with you. I'll rub your back. But then mommy's got to go do some work. I'll keep checking on you. And then
all right, speaking of bedtime, I got a great one, because this is one that I have no patience for. So I'm going to say manhands.
Yeah.
Manhands or kids' gloves. When bath time is over, it's ready for bedtime, and my daughter wants a particular set of pajamas that are dirty, and she starts having a freak out.
We've talked about that.
Manhands for me. Fuck that. Hey, you have two clean pajamas, unicorns or Paw Patrol. You pick. I want the Elsa ones. Elsa's in the wash. Tough shit. Pick one of these two.
Man hands. I'm with you. I've also offered up, hey, then sleep naked, because you're not putting your clean body in the dirty clothes. Not happening. Sorry.
All right, good. I'm glad we agree. Man hands.
I am as well.
So this is the one time where my wife told me to play mind games with my daughter, which I thought was interesting.
So she manhanded it? She doesn't manhand anything.
I know. Sarah never manhands.
She's not a manhander.
When I ask my daughter for affection and she disses me, Sarah's like, diss her back. Don't beg. Like, if I'm like, Emmy, daddy wants a hug and a kiss, and Emmy will be like, no. Sarah's like, don't beg her. Be like, okay, I don't want one. All right, bye.
Yeah, well, you don't do that with her, because she's had you wrapped in her finger since the first episode we ever did, what feels like years ago.
Essentially, Sarah's like, manhand it. She's like, don't give in to her little, she's playing you.
Well, I mean, first of all, she is, but like also, like, how pathetic are you, like chasing her around for a little kiss? Don't you have shit to do? Don't you have like plants to water? Don't you have tulips and roses to attend to?
I have to make sure the lantana is catching.
What is a fucking lantana, you keep saying?
Oh, they're beautiful. Kid gloves or man hands?
Okay.
when they spill some shit on the couch or bed that they shouldn't have there in the first place.
Let's say Keegan
gets chocolate pudding on your couch cushion.
Oh gosh. Okay, this is.
Is it an accident? Like, ah, you're a kid, or is it, yo, you fucking spill pudding? Man hands or kid gloves?
My initial reaction is usually man hands, and I usually won't go to kid gloves ever in that one because I've said it so many times and they know it, and there's a reason I don't want them eating the pudding or the yogurt or whatever on my fucking couch. So, like, again, that's how you get around that you want to have some, like, a nice thing in your new house. You want to have that light couch. You can have it because they need to learn to go fucking sit at the table with the fucking pudding. Wait, just quickly with the pudding, can I just share something with you?
What are you doing?
My chocolate.
But why is it on you? Why is it on you?
In the chocolate.
It goes in your mouth.
He put chocolate pudding all over his body, and he's rubbing it all over his nipples. This is like 2 years ago, and he's just rubbing it. And I just was like, that was so, like, when you just said pudding, it triggered me. I don't want it on my couch, and I don't want it on your nipples, Keegan. I just said Matt.
I did that with a girl once. Food in the bedroom never mixes. You get a bellyache quick.
No, yeah, but I see man hands when it comes to the food on the couch or on where I told you not to.
I have a few more if you want to play along.
Okay, let's go. Keep going. Rapid
fire. Kid gloves or man hands? When your kid falls and hurts themselves doing something you told them to stop doing.
If I told them to stop doing it, then it's gonna be man hands. But if it's like they're learning to ride a bike, you got to kid glove it for a little while.
Okay, agreed.
Okay.
Learning to swim, learning to ride a bike, kid gloves.
Yeah, because you can turn them off very quickly. I mean, you don't want to scare them and be like, it's like, are you hurt? But like, you don't want to like scare them away from doing the thing.
What about Keegan? Stop jumping from the ottoman to the couch. Keegan, stop jumping. And he's like, okay. Let's say he keeps jumping, fucking misses, and cracks his head. And he's like, ah, my head, mommy.
All right, does he crack it or does he just get a bump?
I fucking get the bump.
Okay, because a crack, then we got to be kid gloves. Yeah, probably man hands. I'm a pretty tough mama. I mean, I feel like I'm very loving, but like, yeah, dude, I told you not to do it 15 times. You did it, and now this is like you. This is how you learn. Wait, let me give you one. I don't want to eat what you made me. I don't want to eat this.
Ooh, this is.
Do
tough
you like
because...
kid glove it and make something else for them, or do you man hands and say fuck you? Then you don't get to eat.
It's a tough one, Nicole, and I bet you everyone listening right now is split on this, and I'll tell you why. Because just because we did it as a kid doesn't make it the right answer, but your kid shouldn't dictate the household. So,
right. Like,
I'm thinking to myself, if we make, I don't know, grilled chicken and veggies on the grill, or let's say I make burgers on the barbecue, right? If Emmy's like, ew, I don't like it. When I was a kid and you were a kid, the reality was, well, that's what's for dinner. So eat it or don't.
Ditto.
I had my
that
favorites that my mom made.
Yep.
There were meals my mom made that were fucking gross. But guess what? It was like, all right, well, I got to grin and bear it or I don't fucking eat dinner.
Yep, that was me too.
Sometimes, though, I find my wife and even myself caving where it's like, they don't want it. Ugh, fucking go microwave one of those mac and cheese cups.
It's just easier. Right. I get it.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm starting to think I need to start manhandling.
You know what? I think let's go age-wise. Your kids are almost five and what, seven, eight?
Yeah, almost five and seven.
Yeah. I think Parker's around the age where you could start being a little tougher. Like, Parker, if you don't want it, I don't know what to tell you. But I think four and under, it's like, if they want to eat a hot dog, you give them a hot dog.
Right, so just keep doing whatever Satan asks. Just bring Satan whatever he needs.
Appease the devil, child, in your life. I agree. Oh, I got one. It's a good one, though.
Okay.
I got to end on a good one because I just experienced this.
Okay.
You may think I'm a shitty parent when I tell you the end of this.
I doubt it.
Man hands or kids' gloves? Who dictates the big TV?
I man hands it. Matt sits like a little pussy bitch in the kitchen on a little chair on the little TV in the kitchen while he cooks for everybody. Because he at this point, he's like giving in. He's waved the white flag and he's just like, this is my little man cave. So I'll just take it because I don't want to fight with you. You guys can have both your iPads while you watch the 60-inch TV. Like, I do not agree, but that's how he does it.
Yo, we have in the living room, a 75-inch. That's not a brag. I'm just saying.
No.
The kids are watching. There was a point, Nicole, where the kids are watching Word Party, Dora, Daniel Tiger.
Yeah, they got phones,
Cocoa
iPads.
Melon.
Yeah, they got everything going.
On a 75-inch TV, and I'm watching Sunday football on an iPad.
I know. Yeah.
And I'm like, what am I doing? I'm watching the game on an iPad. Meanwhile, they're watching. By the way, Word Party is my new favorite one.
You told me. No, it's not good. You need to call your ex-girlfriend and ask to borrow her man hands.
So let me tell you about what I watched. Now, no, this is good. I know you're saying, oh, look at Rich Davis going on tangents.
I am. It's called
the
ADHD.
Things I watched. Now, the other day I was watching the Home Run Derby. That's fine, right? Pete Alonso. Did Matt watch the Met, Pete Alonso?
I think so. I wasn't with him last night. He went out for I'm quoting, work dinner.
Yeah.
Sounds like work
dinner, strippers, coke, and the Home Run Derby.
No, this is a 20 second Rich Davis story coming at you. Go.
So it's Saturday night and the mood is right. No, it's Saturday night and I have a few people come over to watch UFC 264.
Yeah, I watched. It was really not worth it.
It was bloody and crazy. All the undercards, it was pretty gruesome. Conor McGregor.
Yeah.
Ah, fuck me ankle.
Oh, that was disgusting. Yo, I almost vomited.
I'm watching and the kids aren't in bed yet because it's I'm on the West Coast. So all these pay-per-views start at a reasonable hour. They're at their little kids' table, like watching MMA. And I'm like, should my 4 and 1 year old be watching fighting?
No. They should not, especially not what they were. No, 100% not. You're a terrible parent. I'm just joking. You're not a terrible parent. But no, they should not be watching that.
Okay, just check it. By the way, we ready for a minute this week? Because I got a life lesson to the ages.
Okay.
I'll let you go first because there's no way you can compete with my minute. So
I'll let you
get yours out of the way.
All right. So give me my countdown, which you always forget.
Can I give you the U2 countdown?
No, I don't want the U2 countdown. I want my
Uno,
normal.
Uno, dos, tres, catorce. And by the way, why did Bono say 1, 2, 3, 14?
No one knows.
Apparently, he was drunk in the studio.
Okay, great tidbit. That's a fun fact.
Fun fact.
All right. So I've obviously been on the road constantly. That's just what we do in the summertime. Like, we're just constantly going to see friends. I don't have the money to, like, have my own summer house. So, like, we just squatted our friends' houses. And we have been listening to a lot of music. And Matt's like, I'm not listening to your pop station the whole time. I'm going to kill myself. I can't sit there and listen to pop music for 5 hours or wherever we're going.
Hey, Olivia Rodrigo, every half hour is not his flavor?
No, it's not his flavor. It's not his flavor. Anyway,
okay, just ask.
So the kids really know their music now. I mean, he can sing in, like, Metallica. He's singing Nirvana. He knows, like, he knows everything. And now his thing is, I need him to stop because he literally makes everybody be silent if he's singing a song that he knows and likes. Stop, 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 stop. This is my jam. This is my jam. This is not your jam, Parker. This is not your jam. This is my jam. This is my jam. I'm going to sing. This is not a song for girls. This is a boy's song. This is me and daddy's song. Stop. This is my jam. And then we start fighting over who's allowed to sing and who's not allowed to sing. Like, I need any more stress while in a fucking car for 5 hours with 2 young kids.
Yo, that might be, by the way, that might be a kid thing because Emmy doesn't like when I sing while she's singing. Like,
but does she say, that's my jam? You're not allowed to sing it?
Not that far. That's pretty epic. But if she's watching Frozen and she's singing, like, do you want to build a snowman? If I start singing too, like, do you want to be daddy? Shh. Stop.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's probably an age thing. It's just funny that he, like, legit gets really mad. He's like, please, he's like singing Enter Sandman and, like, everybody gets, nobody can do it. He is singing Metallica. Okay. So just get off his shit. Do you have a minute?
Can your kid, do your kids swim yet? I know Parker does.
Yeah, Parker was on swim team. Keegan, it happened like when we were down in the Outer Banks. That's when he finally learned. He was like right there and he still had a little thing, like a little.
The swimmy thing?
Yeah, but all weekend he swam all by himself, like a big bully.
Yeah, I'm nervous about that. Emmy's about to learn. Like, she's comfortable with her little floaty thing on, like the little puddle jumper arm.
Yes,
you know,
called a puddle jumper.
Yeah, that thing. All right, she's good with the puddle jumper, but she still doesn't want to dunk her head, and I don't know how to get her to want
to. You gotta throw her in. Or be in there with her and go 1, 2, 3, and then you both go under. Get it together. She's got to dunk her head. If she's not dunking her head yet, this is a problem. She's 3 and a half? She's 4?
She's 4.
Oh, no. End it. Go bring her. After we are done with this podcast, you're going to go, you're going to skim the pool, you're going to grab Emmy, and you are going to jump in that freshly skimmed pool, and you guys are going to go under.
All right, I'll let you know how it goes.
Look at how scared he is. Okay, you ready for your minute?
Yeah, I said I had life lessons for you guys.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, blast off.
Hold on, I forgot the life lesson. But I know I have it. Hold on.
Oh, my God.
No, I have it. Hold on. I have it. Hold on. I know. That was a life lesson. Life lesson. What can my life lesson be?
Just so you know, this is a person who actually probably should be heavily medicated with Adderall because he has horrible ADHD.
I have so many life lessons that...
There's your minute. Now, done.
I'm done? That's it?
No, you're done.
Love your kids. Time is fleeting.
Well, guys... That's your lesson. Just enjoy every moment because life is short. There's Rich's life.
Oh, all right. I'll give you one. Okay. I've totally fucking blanked. I blanked, but I got one.
You
I got
blew
one.
It.
No,
you
I got it. One. It's my backup one.
What is it?
When your kids want you to do some shit that you don't necessarily want to do, realize that they're only going to be young for so long and you'll. Like Emmy and Ben.
No. They want, come on. No. This
they
is
wanted
this.
Me to chase them around like a monster the other day. And after like 30 seconds, I'm like, all right, I'm done. And they're like, more. And I'm like, one day they're not going to want to do this.
Oh. Oh, my gosh. No, you're way more patient than me. Wow. Let's you better see. Get your minutes in gear, in line. Line up your minutes. Thanks for listening to Rich's Life Lessons on Have Kids, They Said.
By the
you
way,
remembered?
Fun thing. Oh. My wife asked me the other day, Sarah goes, is it normal that Ben just always wants to grab his dinky? I'm like, yo, have you not listened to the podcast? That's all Nicole's son does. Like,
literally.
Like, is it normal that he pulls it and stuff? I'm like,
yeah.
Yes, that's what boys do.
I mean, Keegan's is super glued to his dick. Or his hand is super glued to his dick. Okay, thank you guys for listening. If you enjoyed it, please subscribe. What are you doing? We've got new episodes every single Thursday, and you can listen to Rich and all his amazing life lessons. And make sure you rate us 5 stars.
Kelsey Albright, the patience she has is unbelievable. She's our producer.
Yes.
I'm Rich Davis. You can check me out on my podcast, Kavino and Rich. You can check me out on SiriusXM, Pop 2K, The Pulse, Hits 1. I'm everywhere your ears are.
My name is Nicole Ryan, and I also have the patience of a saint. You can listen to me on the Morning Mashup, weekday mornings when you wake up, on SiriusXM, Hits 1. Have Kids, They Said. It'll Be Fun, They Said.
There's a life lesson.
Is a SiriusXM production.
I'll remember next week.
SiriusXM Podcasts.
Rack your look for spring at Nordstrom Rack and save up to 60% on brands you love. Rag & Bone, Vince, Marc Jacobs, Adidas, Joe's, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. Score new dresses, denim, sandals, designer bags, and sunglasses, plus updates for the family and home. Get your spring on for less, up to 60% less, today at your Nordstrom Rack store. What will you find?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.